in a region in California, in the mountains of California, in the southern Sierra Nevada, we found that there are these really stark differences in vegetation in the landscape. And these differences in vegetation are not explainable by differences in climate. So, for example, we see groves of giant sequoia growing immediately next to vast expanses of bare, soil-free, vegetation-free rock. And this is not due to some differences in climate. This is due to something else. There are differences in bedrock geochemistry that actually explain these differences in vegetation across the site. So across a sequence of 21 sites that we investigated in the southern Sierra Nevada, spanning a range in bedrock composition, what we found is that the places that have lots of vegetation are also places that have lots of phosphorus, for example, in the underlying bedrock. Places that have very little vegetation have very little phosphorus in the underlying bedrock. And there are correlations between the chemical components of the bedrock and the vegetation, the overlying vegetation. And it's for multiple elements, not just phosphorus, but other elements within the rock. And so this points a strong finger at bedrock control, what we call bottom-up control of vegetation in the Sierra Nevada.